Next, we'll call a special meeting of the Public Safety and Correction Committee to order. And I guess we should have a little pledge of allegiance. So Kelly, would you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Jack, you're up.
Sure. So regarding the GTL contract that you folks approved last week, I guess it was, the attachment had the equipment listed. And as we discussed during the discussion of the contract, that a donation of equipment has to be completely separate issue. So looking for a new motion approving just the contract amendment with GTL, and then the donation can come at a later date and be handled separately.
So we're going to rescind the first motion?
Rescind and then adopt this one, if you don't mind.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So now we'll talk about approving the contract without the donation.
Correct.
I guess my one question about this is the percentages sitting out there that this company gets.
My understanding was the increase was due to large use of tablets. The sheriff is on the line and can comment, but that was my discussion with him.
What's there, James?
Question.
The percentage that this company gets went from 40% or whatever to 60%. What's the reason for that?
I thought it was the other way around, honestly.
I don't know. So
no, it went up.
Okay. Yeah, it went up. I thought 55 to 60.
Yeah, I thought we went from 55 to 60, but I'd have to look at it and research it.
So that's what this company gets. What percentage does the county get? 20%? Is that all we get out of that?
I don't believe so. Again, I wasn't prepared to answer these questions, so I would have to bring in Lieutenant Mills, who actually did the negotiation with the company, and get his insight into it.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve this without the equipment being attached.
This is for phone and tablet use of inmates in the commissary account. So they pay for it, and the company provides devices and access.
Okay, so we're looking to approve the contract without the devices?
Without the donation of body cameras and other things that the company proposed. Okay. They have to handle donations separately.
We're going to have another motion
after this? Later, some in the future. No, today we're just so that, you know, service isn't interrupted or anything, that the contract can move ahead just with the contract.
Should you have a better understanding of how the contract works realistically? I mean, you asked a question about how much the county gets, and we don't have an answer to that. So should you have an answer before we do that?
Well, I think the problem here is that when does this contract end? We don't want to stop the service, so it's a matter of timing.
According to the contract I have in front of me, it's an extension beginning February of 2022. So if that's in fact the time frame, we have time to figure this out.
So the questions that I have could be answered sitting out there about the percentages and why they went up. So I guess at this point, we'll just hold it until...
I remember it was going from 55 to 60%, because Aaron asked that question.
Yeah.
I guess what I don't understand is a 60% what GTL gets or what the county gets?
What GTL gets.
So what happens with the other 40? Does the county get that? I mean, John threw a number of 20 out. I don't.
Well, I see when I read that contract at one time, it was 20% of what the county got. So I don't know where the differential is there.
Okay. So they were getting more, they were getting a larger commission because they were providing all the tablets and all the hardware for this system, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You have to totally disassociate any sort of gift from them to the county with this because it just doesn't look good.
So can we just sit out there and hold this?
We can sense the, if the contract amendment is for February 2022, we could bring it back with the split of what the county retains. Yeah.
So we can do that.
We can bring it back to you next month.
Yep.
John, it is right in that contract. I just pulled it up on my email and it says the parties agree to increase the phone commission from 55% to 60% upon execution of this amendment. Change all domestic call rates to 15 cents per minute and pay premises provider 20% on gross revenue from the per minute rate charged for inmate access to the tablet and video visitation revenue.
So where does the other 20% go to? Slush funds.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know if that pays other fees that GTL has. We can get the answer and bring it back to you.
Well, let's do that. Okay. So we're just going to hold that until our next committee meeting. Okay. So is there anything else we need to discuss at this meeting?
Not for me, nope.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're adjourned.